This is the Sakar Merli of the 10th of April 2025. Essence, sweet children, keep a daily chart of your progress and see what your behaviour was like throughout the day. Check whether you remained honest with the Yagya. Question. For which children does the father have a lot of regard? What is the sign of that regard? Answer. The father has a lot of regard for the children who are honest with the father, those who are true to the Yagya and don't hide anything. Because he has regard for them, he gives them a lot of love and uplifts them. He also sends them out on service. You children should have the wisdom to tell the truth and take Srimat. Song. The flame has ignited in the gathering and the moths surrender to the flame. Om Shanti. This song is wrong because you are not moths. In fact, souls cannot be called moths. Devotees have given many different names. Because they don't know, they say neti, neti, neither this nor that. They are atheists. Nevertheless, they give whatever names come into their minds. They give names such as Brahm, moth, etc. They even say that the Supreme Soul is in pebbles and stones. Because no one on the path of devotion recognizes the Father accurately, the Father has to come himself and give his own introduction. The Father's introduction is not in the scriptures, etc. Therefore, they are called atheists. The Father has now given his introduction to you children. However, it is a great task for an intellect to consider oneself to be a soul and remember the Father. At present, everyone has a stone intellect. An intellect is in each soul. It is understood from a soul's organs, senses, whether that soul's intellect is divine or stone. Everything depends on the soul. People say that each soul is the Supreme Soul, and that because souls are immune to the effect of action, they can do whatever they want. Although they are human beings, they don't know the Father. The Father says, Maya, Ravan, has turned their intellects to stone. Day by day, they are continuing to become more and more tamopratam. There is a lot of force of Maya, and so they don't even reform themselves. You children have been told to write your chart at night of what you did during the whole day. Did I eat food like the deities do? Was my behaviour lawful, or was it like that of a foolish person? If you don't check your chart daily, you will never be able to make progress. Maya continues to slap many children. Some write, today my intellect's yoga went to the name and form of so-and-so. Today I committed this sin. Only a handful out of many write their charts this honestly. The Father says, no one knows me as I am or what I am at all. Only when you consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father will something sit in your intellects. The Father says, although there are many good children who explain this knowledge very well, they don't have yoga. Because they don't have full recognition and are unable to understand, they are unable to explain it to others. people of the world don't know the Creator or creation at all. Therefore, they don't know anything. This too is fixed in the drama, and it will happen again. In 5,000 years' time, this age will come again, and I will have to come and explain to you again. It's not a small thing to claim a kingdom. It does take a lot of effort. Maya attacks you very much. A great battle takes place. There is boxing. Only those who are very clever can engage themselves in boxing. They make one another unconscious. Some say, Baba, there are many storms of Maya and such happens. There are very few who write the truth. There are many who hide things. They don't understand how to tell Baba the truth or what Srimat they should take. They are unable to speak about it. The father knows that Maya is very powerful. They are too ashamed to speak the truth. They perform such acts that they are too ashamed to speak about them. The father gives a lot of regard and uplifts you. This one is very good. I will send this one somewhere to do all-round service. That's it. They become arrogant and experience a slap from Maya and then fall. Baba praises you in order to uplift you. He gives you a lot of love and uplifts you. You are very good. You are also good at doing physical service. However, he tells you correctly that the destination is very high. The effort of renouncing one's body and the relationship of one's body and considering yourself to be a bodiless soul is the work of the intellect. All of you are effort makers. Such a huge kingdom is being established. All of you are the Father's children, students and followers. That one is the Father of the whole world. Everyone calls out to that one. He comes and continues to explain to you children. In spite of that, there isn't that much regard for him. When important people come, they are looked after with so much regard. There is so much pomp. At present, everyone is impure, but no one considers himself to be impure. Maya has totally degraded their intellects. They even say that the duration of the Golden Age is so many years. Therefore, the father says, they are 100% senseless. Even though they are humans, just look at what they do. They say that something is hundreds of thousands of years, when it is only 5,000 years. The father comes and explains this. The kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan existed 5,000 years ago. They were human beings with divine virtues. That is why they are called deities. Those with devilish traits are called devils. There is the difference of day and night between deities and devils. There is now so much fighting and violence. All the preparations for war continue to be made. The whole world has to be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire. Therefore, everything is being prepared for this. Such bombs have been invented. They can't stop manufacturing them now. Within a short time, everyone will have many of them, because destruction has to take place very quickly. No hospitals, etc., will remain at that time. No one will know anything. It will not be like going to your auntie's home. To have visions of destruction isn't a matter of a few pennies. You will be able to see the whole world on fire. You will have visions of how there is just fire everywhere. The whole world has to be destroyed. This is such a huge world. The sky won't be set on fire. Everything under the sky will be destroyed. There is the difference of day and night between that golden age and this iron age. Here there are so many human beings and animals and things. This too sits in the children's intellect with great difficulty. Just think about it. It is a matter of 5,000 years ago when there used to be the kingdom of deities. There were very few people. Now there are so many people. It is now the Iron Age. It will definitely be destroyed. The Father says to you souls, now constantly remember me alone. He has to be remembered with understanding. There are many who simply continue to say, Shiva, Shiva. Even little children say that, although their intellects have no understanding of him. They don't say it with realization that he is a point of light. We too are such tiny points. You have to remember the Father with this understanding. First of all, each of you must make this firm. I am a soul. Then instill the Father's introduction in your intellects very well. Only introverted children can understand this very well. I, a soul, am a point. I, a soul, am now receiving this knowledge of how a part is recorded in me, this soul, for 84 births, and how this soul is again becoming Satipatthana. Only when you become introverted can you understand these matters. It takes time to do this. You children know that this is your last birth. We are now about to return home. It should be firm in your intellects that each of you is a soul. Only when your awareness of bodies is reduced can your behaviour and words be reformed. Otherwise, because you don't become detached from your bodies, your behaviour becomes even worse. By becoming body conscious, you say something or other. There has to be great honesty in the Yagya. At the moment you are very careless. You haven't changed your food, drink or atmosphere, etc. A lot of time is still needed. Baba remembers the serviceable children. They are the ones who will be able to claim a status. Simply to please yourself about what you do is like chewing roasted chickpeas. You need to be introverted in this. You need tact when you explain to others. No one understands at the exhibitions. They simply say that what you say is right. Here too it is number-wise. You have the faith that you have become the Father's children and that you receive the inheritance of heaven from the Father. Your only business is to continue to do the Father's service fully. In that case, you would be churning the ocean of this knowledge throughout the day. This Baba must also be churning the ocean of this knowledge. How else could he claim a status? Both together continue to explain to you children. Because it is a steep climb, you have been given two engines. When a train is climbing a mountain, it has two engines. Sometimes the train stops moving forward and even slips back. It is the same with my children. Whilst climbing and making effort, they stop. They are unable to climb any more. They experience an eclipse or a storm of Maya. Then they totally fall and break into pieces. When some do just a little service, they become arrogant and fall. They don't understand that Dharmaraj is with the Father. If they perform any such acts, great punishment has to be experienced. It would be better for them to go and live outside. To belong to the Father and claim your inheritance is not like going to your auntie's home. If, after belonging to the Father, you perform such acts you defame his name, you would then be hurt very badly. To become an heir is not like going to your auntie's home. Some of the subjects become so wealthy, don't even ask. On the path of ignorance too, some are good and some are not so good. Parents tell their unworthy children not even to stand in front of them. Here it is not a question of just one or two children. Here Maya is very powerful. Therefore, you children have to become very introverted. Only then will you be able to explain to anyone. They will then be ready to sacrifice themselves to you. They will repent a great deal because they have been insulting the Father so much. The punishment for someone who calls God omnipresent or says that he himself is God is not small. They cannot return just like that. For them it is even more of a problem. When the time comes, the Father will ask for their accounts. At the time of judgment, everyone's accounts have to be settled. A very broad, unlimited intellect is needed to understand this. Just look at people. They give peace prizes to all sorts. In fact, there is only the one who can bring about peace. You children have to write. Purity, peace and prosperity are being established in the world according to God's Srimat. Srimat is very well known. People give so much regard to the Srimat Bhagavad Gita scripture. When someone does something to another one's scripture or temple, fighting breaks out. You now know that this whole world will burn and be destroyed. Those temples, mosques, etc. will continue to be burnt. However, before all of that happens, you have to become pure. You should have this concern. You also have to look after your households. Many people come here. You can't all just live here like goats. Because this life is an invaluable life, it has to be looked after very well. Bringing young children here will have to be stopped. How can someone sit here and also look after all your children? When children have holidays, some think, where else can we go? Let's go to Baba in Madhuban. This then becomes like a dharamshala, a rest place for pilgrims. So how could it be a university? Baba observes this now, and he will issue an order at some point that no one will be allowed to bring children here. That bondage will also be lessened. There is a feeling of mercy for the mothers. You children know that Shiv Baba is incognito. Some have no regard for this one. They believe that they have a connection with Shiv Baba. They don't even understand that Shiv Baba has to explain through this one. Maya catches hold of some by their nose and makes them perform wrong acts. She doesn't let go. In a kingdom, all are needed. You will have all of these visions at the end. You will also have visions of punishment. Even though some children also had these visions before, they don't stop committing sin. It's as though some children have tied a knot to become third class. Therefore, they don't stop committing sin. In fact, they are making very good preparations for their own punishment. It has to be explained to them. Do not tie a knot for having to become third class. Now tie a knot for becoming Lakshmi or Narayan. Some tie a knot very well and also write their charts daily. Did I do anything wrong today? Many used to write such charts. However, they are no longer here. Maya made them fall right down. I give you happiness for half a cycle, and then Maya causes you sorrow for half a cycle. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become introverted and practice staying beyond the consciousness of your body. Reform your food, drink, activity and behavior. Don't simply be happy with what you do and thereby become careless. 2. This climb is very steep. Therefore, be very cautious as you move along. Carry out every act with great caution. Do not become arrogant. Do not prepare your own punishment by doing wrong things. Tie a knot for definitely becoming like Lakshmi and Narayan. Blessing. May you be an easy effort maker who makes the atmosphere spiritual with your elevated stage of spirituality. With your stage of spirituality, make the atmosphere at your service place spiritual so that there can easily be progress for yourself and for the souls who are to go there. This is because all of those who come are tired of the atmosphere outside and they need extra cooperation. Therefore, give them the cooperation of a spiritual atmosphere. Become an easy effort maker and make others that too. Let each soul who comes to you experience it to be a place where they can easily make progress. Slogan: become a bestower of blessings and continue to give the blessings of good wishes and pure feelings. Aviat signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. The Father and you are combined. Therefore, continue to move forward with zeal and enthusiasm. Hand over all your weaknesses and disheartenment to the Father. Don't keep them with you. Only keep zeal and enthusiasm with you. Constantly continue to dance in zeal and enthusiasm. Continue to sing and continue to have Brahma Bhojan. Om Shanti.